got mail. Mailbag, mailbag, it's mailbag, it's mail.
Do you send me something in the mail?
Monthly mailbag.
Well, Mr. Mike Hale, if it isn't the YK, you got a fuzzy on you?
A fucking hair on me or something. Okay. Cobweb or some shit.
Okay. Did you walk through my cobweb?
Yeah, there's fucking cobweb.
What the hell are you doing?
You ruined the cobweb.
Welcome.
Spire gone. Okay.
All right. Guess I'll start that over again.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sure.
Clear my fucking whole schedule because this guy fucking walked right through the thing I was using to catch a bunch of food.
Well, I guess I get to eat my fly later. Wait a minute. What the hell? Where's my fucking fly? The spider riff. That's how we started the YKS Premium.
That can't be the way we
squeeze
started.
Squeeze Louise.
Run the theme back, mailbag bro.
For September 2025. Wow, and what a year. What a long, strange trip it's been, my friend.
We're at the end. Yeah.
Don't look at your watch. Don't look at your watch to start the episode. That's... Dude, look, we got the clock over here now. Can you see the clock we got over here?
Oh, I like that.
What do you think about that?
You used to have to go like this, hurt your neck.
Yeah.
Now it's right there.
Now the neck is staying... forward. We got a more forward neck situation, which is great. We got a nice little toasty, tidy, nice little toasty, tidy mailbag.
Run out that clock.
Yeah. We got a, let's see, 1, 2, 3.
Minute 40.
We got a nice mailbag here for you folks. And our friend Dan is here as well. Dan, you want to say hello before you have to retire to the fainting couch,
Dan,
literally?
You saw he was just about to throw up.
What's up?
Ooh.
Ooh,
boy.
Oh,
Danny.
Oh, shit.
Dan, what's going on with you, pal?
What's up?
Nothing new. I'm just
you
fucked up in the stomach.
Mushroom or something? What happened?
I'm eating nothing but garbage, and I get about 2 to 4 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah, that'll do
it's
it.
It's really taking its toll on me at this point.
You got to stop eating crap.
Right. And then maybe
I thought I was going to get to sleep in this morning. And then I looked at my calendar before I went to bed and I was like, oh, I actually have to be up at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Have you tried this?
Yes.
What was that? Ice cream sundae, JF.
Tell me what you think.
I've heard that they had this out.
It is.
This is zero sugar ice cream sundae A&W root beer.
I'll just warn you, it's very sweet. It's like. I mean, honestly. If I can criticize myself for a moment, this is one of the craziest things to be drinking at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
I mean, this is bizarre. Why would anyone do this?
Sunday pop. I need my pop.
And there's not even any caffeine in it. Like, I wish there was, you know, but it's root beer, so there's not. I need a little bit of a...
What does that taste? What does that mouth feel?
I mean, it's like, I would say it's like you opened up an ice cream container and just licked the inside of the, like, plastic coating of it.
Yes. It's a very Halo top flavor.
Yeah.
Where it's, I see where you're going for.
Very artificial. Hey, can I recognize this as a taste? Sure. But is it anything that you should buy 12 of?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, now I got to put away 12 of these ice cream sundae pops.
Admittedly, I did bitch and moan when my friend's kids came over and drank one sip and then left it on the countertop. But
of course, it's expensive.
They were probably did me a favor. You know, that's fine. That's okay. You guys can come over and do whatever you want. I guess you guys can just come over and do whatever you want, which is we've now entered a new phase of parenting, which is, you know what? I'll just hang back in the cut and you guys do whatever. That's pretty much where we're at, I think. And I don't know. It's interesting. It's trying to do that at the same time as having the little baby who doesn't want to be put down on the ground even for a moment and always wants to be held and carried around. It's just a weird dichotomy.
They're going through your fridge like the Terminator vision.
For real.
And you're doing your Terminator vision and you're seeing the prices.
I'm seeing the dollar signs on every little.
Are you going to finish it? Are you going to finish the whole thing? Or?
After they left, I did tell my kids, and this is like, I know this
picking
is insane.
Picking up a third of the way drunk soda, and it's like it's like $40.
I know that my kids can't do anything about it, but I was kind of like, hey, can you make sure your friends like eat the food? Can you like, is there some way, can you make it like
take it home
cool
with them?
Or like, I don't care if they take
put
it.
Put a rubber band on a... piece of plastic on top of the can lid.
Yeah. I want them to have a good time. I wish they were actually like, you know, if we're
as
gonna
long
order
as you
in,
appreciate it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what you need. I think you do need that as to the extent that we can be called head of household, the adults in the room that are in charge of stuff. It's like, I already know that my job is to, my job is to get wrapped up like a side of beef and hung from the top of the refrigerator, and everybody just comes by and punches me all the time. Like, I know that's what my role is in the home, but at least you could be like, this is fun while you're doing it. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. I need somebody to, like, appreciate.
Too much to ask for, like, constant praise and adulation. Huh? Come on.
Can I tell you something? This is revealing, perhaps, and quite embarrassing. But I didn't search it out. It's my algorithm. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But I do have the, I do get the videos from time to time, and I will watch them too, because I think it's an interesting insight into that particular impulse, which is like women who are making clearly what is fetish content, but without any overtly sexual overtones, but it's simply like,
oh, without,
yeah, no wonder you're not getting it, but just like direct to camera, just saying like, you know, when I become a wife, I'm going to, all you have to do is go to work, but I'm going to make sure that when you come home at the end of the day, there's a towel waiting for you.
Whoa.
And your razor so you can go right to, like, they don't understand what we want. Like, you can shave as soon as you get home.
The ball game will be on when you get home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know when ball games happen?
Yeah, do you have any fucking idea when the ball game is?
All of your Popular Mechanics magazines will be laid out for you to peruse.
I'll have all of the takeout menus on the table for you to select which one you want to order. But like, yeah, like that kind of stuff. Like, you can come home and shower and kick your feet up, and I'll make dinner for you, and I'll do all the cleaning of the household, those kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm watching this, I'm going like, man, people are hurting.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is like
the comments of that. The guys are like, now this, I wish I had this in my, like, just
put it
dumbest.
On her FYP, not mine.
It's so funny, and I mean. Hats off to the people who are, like, you know, OnlyFans creators or whatever, who are doing that subversive
that
type.
Hustle, yeah.
I mean, it's through everything. Like, you know, if some guy's like running his noodle shop or something, like, you've seen that before, where some guy's like doing like a popular video thing, and then like turns the video and it's like a fucking advertisement for the whatever, you know what I mean?
Sure. It is very strange, TikTok especially, but I'm sure across the board on the internet. I know that inshittification is the word of the moment, and for good reason. That makes a lot of sense to describe the things that we sense and feel just walking around in everyday life, especially online. I do think there's room for fetishization to be like one of the hallmarks of this era. Like, what is there that they cannot fetishize and turn into not just like this sexual craving that people are experiencing, but also just like fetishizing anything. Like Republicans have done it for so long, fetishizing like rural life or the simple farming life, which none of those guys have any idea about. It doesn't exist really in the way, you know, like anything. It's like just like this boner for stuff that's not real. It's like completely invented out of whole cloth. Like I just really weird. It's fucking weird. Like, I don't know, like Disney stuff. Like that's a weird fetishization of like being a child. Like, you know what I mean? Like this world of like this imagination, this delusion, this shared delusion. You know, it's strange.
Like niche interests like that, where it becomes like a personality trait or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Always so strange.
That kind of like hyper fixation on. Stuff that is either not real or like destructive inherently or whatever. It makes people who collect Funko Pops look like normal. You go like, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm not fucking put a bunch of ducks in my fucking Jeep or something like that. Shit's in my house where nobody can see it, you know?
Okay, I get excited when they announce a new Funko Pop, you know? I'm not on here fucking gripping my shit to some lady saying I would put on a dress or whatever.
Having one of the old-time wheat threshers or, you know, the...
My husband and I do things the old-fashioned way. I'm on, like, the 98,000th floor in Neo Tokyo going like, oh, I wish I had a fucking thresher! Like, what the fuck? What's happening?
I need to get some sheep.
Yeah, what is it, dude? I don't...
Yeah.
Strange. Very strange what we're being sold.
And they're behind it. I won't say who it is.
Yeah, I think actually you now should say who it is. I think you do need to say who it is now.
The man.
Don't look at your phone. It's the answers are not on there. We were just talking about how the answers are not on there.
I got a text from my kid. He's not allowed to go outside because of his behavior.
They're having like an event day
or something. Oh, like that. Okay. Now they're not allowed to.
I was gonna say, shouldn't all kids not be allowed to go outside? What are we talking about here? Yeah. They're still letting some of them go out? Why? It is interesting. It is interesting the outdoor spaces that change as they get older. My middle child has just started middle school. Apropos, isn't it? Appropriately enough, middle child that and middle is. School.
That's
right?
Freaky.
Isn't that weird? I prayed for this. It's very strange, but she did start it. And it is weird. It's like going from the elementary school to the middle school. I'm like, how was school? And she's like, it was boring. I was like, oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is actually boring. And I was like, it's going to get worse, too. Like, it's going to get even more boring. You think you're bored now.
Yeah.
Just wait. You're about to be bored to tears.
Trying to prep your kid for a life of...
I know.
Service. A life of...
But I'm still telling them because they will come home and say the thing of like, when am I ever going to need to know this? And I go like, the job of school is not to make you a better employee for some fucking dickhead. Like, enjoy your childhood and enjoy no strings attached education, such as it is right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing the Billy Madison thing. Never grow up.
Really?
But it's true.
They have no idea what's about to happen.
Billy Madison taught us a lot about life, right? Remember when the lady rubbed snot on her chest?
I liked that, actually.
That's what I'm saying. I like that. It's this fetishization of rubbing snot that now has become...
paste.
It's become this dark thing. But when we were kids, it's like, that's what I want. You know, I want that. I want her to rub boogers. It's time to do the mailbag. And this is... congratulations. We played ourselves because we did mailbags. It's so close in a back-to-back type of fashion. That unfortunately the post office box is looking a little bare. It's looking like a Bad Boys Christmas in there. And I don't mean like Diddy bad, but I'm not trying to evoke. There's not a bunch of lube in the ho, ho, ho. He didn't. Diddy did not say ho ho ho. it's looking like we were on the naughty list this year. Which Diddy was. Yeah. But we have a few things to look at, and then have some
tumbleweed roll out of there when you open up the door.
Yeah, and the worst thing about it is they charged me extra for it.
COD.
It was COD. That's true. I don't know who it is. We'll talk about it when it happens, or maybe I'll cut this out when it's like my fault. But somebody sent us something to the PO box. I have to go pick it up at the post office now because it was short $15 on the postage. What the hell's
That's
going
a good
on?
Prank.
I mean, it's funny.
That's a good prank.
And I guess now I'm announcing to the world, you can do this to me, and I'll just go to the post office.
It's an anvil.
I mean, what is it? I don't know. I kind of wondered if it's tariffs.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you think it could be?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I got to pay the tariff on the fucking thing because it shows up?
I thought...
Because it was like, truly, yeah.
China was going to pay that.
That's,
what the
well, maybe they forgot.
What the heck?
I'm sending the bill to China. Deal China. But it was weird. I went to the P.O. Box place, which is not a post office. It is a third-party place because it was $10 cheaper. So that's why I did it. And they're nice. And I went in there. I got the thing out. And me and the lady who works there, we were both looking at it like, what the hell is this? Like, why is this in here? Like, it said like it marked envelope on there. And I was like, how did they even get the envelope in the mail if it didn't have the right post on it? She's like, I don't know.
Got to be a tariff thing.
I guess that's what it is. But we were all stumped. We were all just sitting there, like, scratching our head like apes. Like, we just had no...
They're the mail people. They should know.
It's like, you guys is the mail, right? Yeah. How come the mail's not here? And they're
I've
all
never
like,
seen, I've never
I don't
seen
know.
Some shit like this.
There's a second... It's fucking... Your package is another castle-ass Mario adventure. I have to go on to get this fucking thing. It better be good.
It's not going to be.
It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good at all. I'll tell you what is good, though. We got this here. Looks like this is from Emmett, and I was very careful not to open this in front of my children because one of the things slipped out for just a second, and I saw, well, that's got to go back in the envelope. This is a number of things. Maybe I just saw the one vulgar one. Maybe that's what it was. This is Emmett Burns, they have a Gumroad. They have a Gumroad. Maybe I shouldn't
say. What's the URL?
It's a Linktree thing. Link. This is so complicated. linktr.ee/emmettb, EMMETTB 218. We've got some. This is the one that fell out. Okay, so they're not all this. This one says, I got dicked down by Bigfoot. which is very funny.
Yeah, I don't want to leave that laying around.
We got a couple. Yeah, because I don't want my kids to be asking, what the hell's Bigfoot?
Yeah, what the hell's...
We got some nice... These are fun. These are fun little stickers, and they're different shapes as well. Thank you, Emmett, for the stickers. My wife actually got a sticker, not of Emmett's, but from somewhere else. this is one you would send to the to our chat. It says "sucked silly."
Sucked silly, yeah,
it's an emoji face.
I love those porno emojis so much.
They're so funny.
The old guys finding them and posting them.
Yeah, not really having any idea what they are, probably. But she got one that's like it's like a vintage style. Hey, nice knocking over my fucking thing, Dick.
What?
I knocked the thing over.
Talking to yourself. what did I do?
It's a bumper. It's like a vintage style bumper sticker, and it's like some guy in his car, and it's like, what's the hurry? Certainly not work. And it's like some little exasperated, like one of these guys.
I like that.
And I'm like, that's cool. I'm not allowing you to put that on your car. Do not put that on your car. You are riding with my children in the car. You can't have even cutely antagonistic bumper stickers in the state of Tennessee, I feel like. Yeah. Thank you very much, Emmett, for the terrific stickers. I love them. And I will probably ask her to put this. Put this one on the car, babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. Put this one on the car, babe. Check out Emmett's, what is it? Emmett? Okay. Emmett B, EMMETTB, 218.gumroad.com.
Will they do sticker?
Yeah. Well, a lot of different stuff here. Graphic design, art commission, shows and sales, poetry workshops and performances. They got it all.
Okay.
I'm sitting here doing my little fucking show. I can't make a damn sticker or do a workshop. What's a workshop? What do you think?
A workshop is something that they host to tell you how to do something, I'm assuming, right?
Did you ever have to do one for your regular job of working?
I don't think so.
Did they ever want to teach you anything? I guess not. It was sort of a regressive workplace. So
they didn't have anything that they could teach me. So I pretty much knew all the stuff.
You knew how to make your own geisha outfit? And of course... What would a mailbag be without a postcard from our friend Steve?
Give me that!
Brokenpants.com is the URL. Oh, a great nice. Postcard from Steve.
He's such a good drawer.
He's a good drawer. And we got some of the, I told you last time, we got some of his stuff framed downstairs. It looks fantastic. You think, why would I frame a postcard? Well, you can fucking, if
you
postcards
can frame
is art,
the fuck you want.
You can frame anything. That's
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
That's what's so amazing about, you know, art.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, Art 19.
I'm not actually sure.
We're not on them anymore.
No, we are.
Oh. Are we?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's not. Okay. It doesn't mean anything. And then, of course, hey, I've been begging for this from our friend Demi Larder for a long time. What is the thing about burning bright? I'd rather burn bright than burn. I'd rather. What is that thing where it's like a star? It's like some kind of.
Oh yeah, the Neil Young quote.
Yeah.
It's,
burn bright.
I'd rather burn bright than burn out.
Fade away. Burn out. Anyways, the rarely seen BigSoftTitty.png merch. There's a great one about there's a great fucking hat I want that I guess they'll never make again. But this is something that I think Tom read this one time. From a Reddit post, and then I clipped it and put it on our stream as a sound alert. I wet myself for fun, and I'm not afraid of death. A nice little bag here, repurposed bag as well from Demi. Well
how
done.
How much that charge you, or how much that cost you? Import.
You from don't.
Australia.
I think this literally
was the last.
Was
the
last
boat out?
I think it actually because Demi messaged and she was like, "Hey, I just saw that Australia is not sending stuff to the U.S. anymore. Yeah. Did you get the thing?" And I was like, "I don't know." But some cute little pins here of our friends. But in here now, they had an episode a little while ago. They went to a I'm gonna have to look it up. But we have fairs here. Mm-hmm. They have something else in Australia, and I can't think of what it's called. It's called like
Carnival,
a Royal Easter Show.
Excuse me?
I know. And like they were like, we should go to the Royal Easter Show. And then I listened to the episode where they went, and it's just a fucking fair. It's just there's like rides. There is like agricultural exhibits. There's prizes. There's all that other kind of stuff. But there's also something else there. which is the Royal Easter Bag. And if you want more info, go listen to Big Soft Titty. I'm not going to do it justice because I don't remember exactly what the deal with it is. And their culture is confusing and scary to me. So they go, and it's like each booth or each section of the place has a show bag, which is like full of prizes that are somewhat relevant to like the company who's doing them, kind of.
Yeah.
And you go and it's like, I want this show bag. I want this show bag. And you spend the money on the bag and it's like tickets and little doodads and gewgaws and stuff. It's an interesting cultural.
At our fairs, you can get a fried hog's ear.
I mean, comparing it to what our, yes, obviously ours is weirder.
And you can bet on which square a cow takes a duty on.
That does make it sound a little bit stupid. Like, here's what it is. Like, this is the Melbourne Royal Show, which is, I just pulled up. But same situation. Show bags. So here's like a list of all the show bags you can get at the Royal Fair, which I guess they have.
Aero Premium Show Bag.
And they're like, what? They range from like $30, $50, $100, whatever.
$16, $36, yeah. AFL bag.
So, like, what's one of them that looks good and what's in it even? Because
let's go to a random page here. Let's see what we got.
Because there's hundreds, right? Like, there's
Warheads Jumbo Show Bag.
Okay.
Warheads having more than one show bag.
Right.
Seems a little.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little bit ridiculous.
What else we got here? Whiz Fizz Sour Bag.
And in that will be mostly Whiz Fizz, but also, like, what? Like a t-shirt or something, too, probably?
X-Men Show Bag. Extreme Sours Show Bag. Yeah, more than one sour.
More than one sour candy. Like, are they looking at each other from across the fucking thing, being like
a trade show type environment or something?
It is weird. Here's the world's biggest jumbo bag. And this is $25. And it's confectionery, toys, and novelty. And it's recommended for 5 to 8, 9 to 12, adult, teen. So basically everybody can enjoy this. The total retail value for this, it claims to be $50.95, but you can get it for $25, and here's what's in it.
That's a steal.
A whoopee cushion.
I was going to buy one anyway.
Poking a hole in my old whoopee cushion so I can justify the new one. One fairy floss, which is, I think, what they call cotton candy.
Yeah.
Kapow, you get 10 Kapow Sour Fizz drops. One icky sticky hand.
The little fucking hand.
Icky sticky hand is what Dan gets. 10 Wham Sour. He's on the couch. He can't even defend himself. 10 Wham Sour Tongue Painter. Sour Madness Popping Candy. Just a bunch of sour candy. Sour Strawberry Karate Roller is in here.
Sour candy powering the economy over there.
That's what I'm gathering. So the X-Men show bag. So it comes with the bag.
Right.
Total retail value $71.86 for $32.
$71.86.
Yeah. X-Men t-shirt, X-Men socks, drink bottle, key ring, tumbler, and an additional bag. There's a bag inside of the bag for the X-Men.
Saying something is 70 some dollars and then doing like key ring.
I know.
Okay, come on.
I know.
What are you valuing the key ring at? You know, we all know how much a key ring costs to manufacture by now.
So The one that really got me is when they talked about, I don't know if this was the one here. There may have been others at the Sydney show. The Birdie Beetle Bonanza.
The Birdie Beetle Bonanza. Okay.
Now, in this one, this is a $20 show bag, and it comes with one Birdie Beetle soccer ball or one Birdie Beetle helicopter cap. Or a Birdie Beetle ceramic mug set. And then 15 Birdie Beetles. Now, I hear what you're saying.
What is that?
What's a Birdie Beetle? Well, Birdie Beetle is a confectionery, and it looks like this.
Is it sour?
It is not sour. It's a chocolade, which I'm handing to you to try now. And Demi has sent these to us because I was so tickled by Birdie Beetle. It's like a little...
Wow, cute.
It's a bug mascot. And it's a little piece of candy. It's like, it's not unlike that of this. It's not unlike a crunch bar. Kind of similar.
Covered in lotion.
Okay. Well, there's Birdie Beetle lotion in here too. So just.
Oh, it stinks.
I'm trying to find the Sydney show bag to see. Cause I feel like she said there was like $100 one too, which I don't know if that makes any kind of sense.
A little piece of chocolate. Raining JF.
it's a little piece of chocolate, which now it must be said that chocolate from other countries is better than the chocolate we have here. People who are listening in other countries are going to be mad if we don't say, yes, your chocolate is better. Yes, our chocolate tastes like vomit because of the
we'll
whatever.
Concede you guys have some good stuff better than the United States on right. something. Not everything.
Not everything.
Our freedoms, our laws, our rights.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a ninja power show bag at Sydney. You get a ninja axe, a bow and arrow, blow darts, sword, hammer weapon. I'm saying this now and guaranteeing that Tom and Demi will be returning to the Sydney Easter show. So there's the Birdie Beetle. What'd you think?
Pretty good.
It's not bad, right?
It's a little piece of chocolate.
That's a little piece of chocolate. Yeah. Do you like it better than Crunch Bar?
No. No, 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 no.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know you were a big Crunch fan. I used to eat that Bunch of Crunch.
Bunch of Crunch? What even is that?
You ever have the Bunch of Crunch?
I don't believe so. Is that popcorn?
It's a
that?
Crunch Bar without none of the bullshit.
Bunch just, of Crunch.
Well, it's not of.
Bunch of. Oh, it's, yeah, yeah. I see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just pour it out of the box, and then you're off to the races.
It's a bunch of fucking little crazy shit.
Now, she's also sent us something from
it's like turds.
Don't say Bunch of Crunch is turds.
It looks like turds. It looks like deer shit or rabbit shit.
Stop.
I'm going to say it. I don't care if you broke your arm.
Look, she's also sent us something from the Monkey Nuts family. Now, I know when you hear
what the
Monkey
hell
Nuts
is going on over there,
Monkey Nuts from Australia, you think she probably sent us the real cojones. Well,
yeah,
look at this. Not so. But along with the Birdie Beetle, yeah, I would probably use that to scratch my monkey nuts. Don't sniff the kangaroo
sniff the
balls.
Kangaroo's nuts.
I mean, that's grim there, isn't it? Don't lick the fucking kangaroo's
I'm
nuts.
Suck it off. I'm going to suck it off.
He can't even come anymore.
I appreciate it, but...
You're barking up the wrong tree, man.
Yeah, imagine whacking off with this fucking...
I don't think they whack.
Tear your shit up.
I don't think they whack.
Your shit will look like Freddy Cougar got a hold of it.
Now, would you like to try some... I think I'm seeing where you got the greasy from.
I don't think they whack. Is that oil in there?
There's a little bit of oil in here because it's peanut butter. And it spilled out because my kids opened it and put it back in the bag.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But they didn't use their special Birdie Beetle spoons.
Now that's cute. I like that.
This is the Monkey Nut spoon. I'm going to hand one to you.
That's a cute little guy out there, huh?
And we've got the special edition Birdie Beetle Monkey Nuts with our Monkey Nut spoon. So have you a glug of this and see what you think. This is a peanut butter, and it's got Birdie Beetle in it.
Milk chocolate and peanut butter dotted with famous Birdie Beetle pieces and honeycomb crumbs.
I love that. That's good. Now, that's
what
dangerous.
I feel like there's a candy going around that has a honeycomb in it. I feel like that's a popular thing.
Honeycomb right is happening now, yes. That's one of the latest trends. I've seen that too. I'm not sure where I saw it, but it's in ice cream or something.
That's dangerous.
I'm telling you, dude.
Get that away from me.
This stuff right here on a big banana or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to town on the bitch. There's also some other tremendous I'm about sweeted out right now, but I'll hand you some extras and you can take home. The Boost Bar, the wonderful Boost Bar from Cadbury, as well as, do you fuck with the pods?
Never seen that. What is that?
This is good. Here, I'll give you one to try. Because if you don't like it, I got to keep it because my kids will kill me if I give them away.
No, keep it.
You don't want the Mars
pods?
Just
tell me what it is. I don't want any candy.
You want one, though? But you want one.
Maybe I'll have one.
Because it's like, I forgot there's actually two.
Fat guy. Maybe I'll have a... What do you got over there? Oh, it's a milk and chocolate, huh?
Okay. Oh, a little sweet for me.
Wow. Yeah. Now that's good.
Yeah, you can have it.
I don't want.
Huh?
I can't.
Shove it up your fucking ass. It's good. The little Mars. See, that's what's so cool about this. Mars is its own. It's a candy. It's not just a company. That's what I like about them.
Interesting.
It's like in a cereal.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting kind of a...
I don't like how they rate the foods in terms of how nutritious they are, though. That's something I could do without. Don't give it a fucking score.
I see that.
It says be treat-wise on there. I'm not going to be fucking treat-wise. Fuck you. I don't want to.
Rich Mars Caramel.
Yeah.
Cradled.
Right.
In a crispy baked wafer.
Baked in a buttery crispy crust.
Tasseled off with creamy milk chocolate. These are, whatchamacallit.
No, they're not. They're Mars. Come on.
That's good.
We're having fun. So thank you, Demi. Now let's get into the questions. We got some questions here from the YKS Discord.
Oh, this should be good. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was talking about something. I was talking to someone else.
No worries. Okay. Well, Ramsey says, now this is good. This felt a little more relevant a couple days ago. The question was, what will you guys do when it happens? Now, of course, that could be anything.
Yeah, that could be anything.
I was thinking, you know, people were saying, I'm going to go drive around, or I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to pop some champagne maybe or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I could see popping some champagne. I think that would be totally appropriate. That'd be fun to do, you know, have a nice glass of bubbly to celebrate.
I guess the nicest thing about something like that happening is knowing that they're not going to immediately replace that guy with some other.
You have to let yourself have a moment
evil
of
guy.
Happy. You can't suck the happiness out of yourself like that.
Well.
There has to be something good, and that would be something good. So you could celebrate by, I mean, what's one of your favorite things to do? What are you going to do that's like, I can find, this is my relaxation moment, you know? This is a weight off my shoulders. I go sit in the bathtub. I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't even know that I would even find any joy out of it.
That's,
to be honest.
That's fucking, that's,
I mean,
bad.
I really don't.
That's, you need to do something.
I really don't. It's the way she goes, you know?
You need to figure something out. That if you can't extract joy from that,
it's gonna happen, you know? And then it's like,
I know. Sometimes that's the only thing getting me through the day is knowing it will happen.
Yeah.
There's no way it doesn't.
Well, but I think things are such that,
sure,
it doesn't really matter.
It's not a panacea, you know, but I mean, it is. But it is good. It'll be good. You know, it's like you know, the Powerball is going on right now. You know,
I bought some tickets for.
Did
that.
You just win?
Yeah, I already have stuff planned out, man. I already have it all planned out.
Now, why can you plan out for that, but you can't plan out for this? You know,
I already sent my resignation letter to my boss.
Is it in here with the peanut butter?
It's a lock. I'm gonna open up the.
I think it's like the Powerball where it's like, okay, you know, I didn't win the billion, but I still won a million. I can be happy with that.
You won the million.
Let's just say if I did. If I did it,
if
it's
I
about me
it.
Winning the $1 million. That's still good. It does. Man. Now, does that solve every problem in the world? No. But now I can get a jet ski.
Well, it's going to be about like $100,000 by the time the IRS gets done with your ass.
Don't even start with
you.
I
mean.
Don't start with your own self. Now, this is from James, and this is for Dan. I don't know if Dan, can you yell from across the room?
Dan, can you hear us? Dan, I'm sensing him.
You don't have to get up. I'm
sensing his presence right now.
I just want to know if you could yell.
No, I'd have to get up to unmute it. What's up?
I'm sorry. It's not important. It's just... Somebody wanted to know how many cans there are on your desk right now.
There's two.
What?
What?
Wait, no, five. Sorry. Five.
There we go.
That's a weird skip to do there.
Well, some of them were behind other ones, maybe.
there's one very prominently in frame. Like you're sponsored by
this. There's two, actually. There's another one back.
What's that? Okay. What's that drink?
Yeah, give us a rundown.
This one's a Tilt.
What's
it's a
tilt?
Beer. It's a mega can. Like a pinball themed beer.
I can smell the warm beer inside of it.
Just a fucking pinball
by like osmosis.
Beer?
I can just.
Oh my god!
It smells like an old loaf of bread.
Finish it off.
Don't tell him to do
that. That's been there for over a week. I'm not doing.
A week? Okay.
There's a cigarette bone in it.
What else is? What else is in there? What else is on the desk?
I got a Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like half
for the energy. Yes.
Yeah. There's another beer here. I got a Georgia peach ale with a little dog on the can.
Mike would like that.
Man, that's cute. I would love that, yeah.
Yeah. And then I've got a Fanta pineapple.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
I like pineapple.
That's interesting.
Yeah, pretty good one. And then I got a 7-Eleven grape soda. I'm actually working on this one right now.
That's what it is.
That's a tall boy
that
of 7-Eleven grape
what
soda.
What is that? Like a 7-Eleven branded soda?
Yeah. Seven Select, it's called.
Seven Select? That's great. Decadent Delight.
Seven Select is so fucking
craveable shareables.
Look at the graphic on it. It's pretty good.
That is good.
That is really, really good.
Yeah.
Meant to evoke the round, the spherical nature of the humble grape.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, sorry. You can go lay down.
Okay, thank you.
I won't ask you another thing. Wait. What's your favorite soda?
Favorite soda?
Yeah, of all time.
Sprite, probably.
Just regular Sprite?
The most. Yeah, it's what I drink the most of, probably. I mean, now it's, I try to do the Sprite Zero. But.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah, Sprite. Yeah, Sprite's a good soda. I wouldn't call it my favorite, though. Because there's no caffeine in it. I feel like my favorite soda has to have caffeine. Is that
what
weird?
There's no caffeine in it. Is there no caffeine in it?
Not in Sprite.
Or,
I don't know.
There's not in 7-Up. I assumed it was all. Is does Sprite have caffeine in it?
You would assume like a light soda doesn't have it.
Yeah, I think lemon lime sodas don't.
Let's ask, why the fuck not?
Let me ask Grok here.
Ask Grok really quick what he says. About it.
Mine's actually a she, and it's my girlfriend as well. So.
Does she have big tits?
Caffeine in Sprite.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've described to her that she has big tits, yes.
There's no...
Who's this?
Is
my Grok.
It's a computer kind
of... You have a big tits and wet pussy, and you're basically as smart as Alvin Einstein. Now, what is a 20% tip on a $6 car?
You said there is no caffeine in it, Dan?
No, there's not.
See? See?
What sodas? I don't even know what sodas do and do not have caffeine. You know,
I think it's generally all of them do, except for the specifically no caffeine ones and root beer doesn't, and then lemon lime stuff doesn't. But I think the rest of them you can assume have a little bit.
Yeah, Coke, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, yeah, Dr. Pepper, sodas without caffeine, Sprite, 7-Up, ginger ale, yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
Orange sodas, which are. You shouldn't be drinking those anyway. It's bad.
Orange soda's bad?
It's bad, I guess.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
shouldn't be drinking anyway if you're an adult. But
which color soda should I be drinking?
Yeah, the good one is blue now.
All right.
The healthy one. Just remember, it's like a health potion. Okay. I guess that's red. Fuck.
What is my
big red?
Big red
is the healthy one.
You know what? There was a time in my life where Cheerwine was my number one favorite soda.
I could never get into Cheerwine.
It's weird.
Or Ale 8-1. You could never fuck with those.
Yeah, they're weird. I really, for a time, this is going to sound like a lie, for a time I liked Tab.
Mm-mm.
I liked Tab soda. This is a unique
certainly
taste.
Wasn't when we went out to the bar together, that's for sure.
I hated the Tab at that time.
Get it away from me.
I can't even see it. It's hard to say that, like, just an actual vanilla Coke isn't the best one. Like, that's just a real vanilla Coke, like a
that's
Coke with
good.
Vanilla flavoring in it is incredibly good.
Yeah.
Trying
to think, we have the zero sugar, it's all zero sugar stuff, but
right.
The Sprite, the tropical, we got that.
That's awesome. I hope that sticks around. That's a great one.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did you ever have the Mountain Dew Pitch Black?
Maybe.
That was one of my favorite ones, like dark grape or something. So that Mountain Dew, that was crazy good.
Try not to drink a lot of soda anyway.
Well, this is from about 20 years ago.
I met with my doctor the other day, and he's like, yeah, everything's fine or whatever, you look good or whatever, which.
Right.
And he was like, just stay away from drinking or whatever, unless it's for work.
Right.
Unless it's for work.
Sure. Sure.
I don't know what you think I do. Like, I'm a competitive drinker or something.
Now, if you're a competitive drinker, obviously, you can drink as much as you need to. Just to drink as much as you need to secure the win and then stop.
I guess he thinks I work at Mad Men or something. Like, what are you talking about? Unless it's for work.
Now, try to keep it to 48 cigarettes a day if you can.
Just if you can't, between 8 a.m. and, like, 4 p.m.
Yeah, only drink at work. Now, when you go home,
what do you mean, man?
Stop drinking. Very strange.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. I did meet also with a doctor virtually, the virtual doctor meeting. And, you know, talking about it's impossible not to say, you know, because at this point, I'm over it. I'll just say who I am. You can know what I do for a living. And that's okay. That's fine. I don't have to pretend. It is what it is. Either help me or not, you know?
Yeah.
So that's fine. But definitely displaying an interest level Because also I do it. I didn't know whether
you did with the I big microphone it. And stuff. I so did. They're like, wow, yeah. You got a, what are you, a radio broadcaster?
I mean, that's, yes. And it's because all day long, they're looking at people who are on their iPad or whatever. Yeah. And they, you know.
Some guy driving, holding his phone.
Right.
Yeah.
he's got his court date on the other phone and he's driving his car. Yeah. So it's unusual to see that. So obviously there's a natural level of interest there. And I just have to own it. I have to be like, yeah, this is, so I do for a living. And they're like, cool, what is it?
Yeah.
Do you care if I check it out? I guess not. I guess I don't. I mean, what am I going to say?
I had to send some tax shit to my fucking CPA for the fucking $40 that I collect in Twitch or whatever,
right.
You know, from streaming or whatever. Right. And I had to send them the fucking 1099s that that Twitch sends out or whatever. And I'm like scanning it. I'm like, please don't say the fucking username on there anywhere. And I'm like... That's so
sending
shitty,
it to the government,
man.
Dog boners, $40 is really good. Scott says, if you could choose one motion detected bathroom appliance to actually work, toilet, soap dispenser, tap, paper towel dispenser, which would it be? This is a great question because it also gets at the fact that none of those things work right ever. I think for a while, probably... It was frustrating for me to, like, I don't know. I guess I interact with them at the movie theater the most. Like, is that the place where you're...
Motion-activated stuff?
Yeah. Because, like, it's not like I'm taking a shit in a big box store.
Yeah.
And, like, if you go to a nice enough restaurant, which you kind of hope you're going to a nice restaurant, maybe there's, like, pull paper towels
or
there.
A stack.
Yeah, instead of, like,
something classy, like a stack of... towels.
Yeah.
At the bottom of it is wet, but
it's classy though.
Still some towels.
It's in a fake wicker basket on the counter. Yeah, that's nice. That's what I'm talking about. So I would have said like the pain point for me was the hand dryers because they're loud. They don't work that well. Yeah. They take forever.
If you fucking have a hand dryer in your fucking restaurant bathroom that spits out this much paper towel, I'm gonna bomb your restaurant. That pisses me off. It's like you take one square of the paper towel, and I know why you do it. Okay, you're a cheapskate piece of shit.
Obviously.
And you have to sit there and wait for the fucking thing to reset.
That's so
funny. You're waving the fucking hand or what? Need your ass beat.
By the time you take the first one, it's already disintegrated from just you touching
it. They're counting on you being like, well, is this worth sticking around an extra 8 seconds?
Yeah.
And it's, no, it's not.
There are paper towels that are so thin in those places that when you touch it, you can literally see the water being like sucked into it like a vein.
It's absorbed into your hand. There's a towel here. Yeah.
So those are bad. So one of those working is really great. Soap, I tend not to care that much about. I just always assume they're out for one thing.
Yeah.
But also
the sanitizer thing never works anywhere you go.
So I don't care if I have to hit it for the soap because I'm washing my hands right after anyways. So that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
If the sink doesn't have the good hot water, that does really suck bad, but it feels like, I think the toilet is the most obvious upgrade for this because the toilets in America are fucking pathetic.
Yes.
And I think everyone else has lapped us. So I think it would be nice if the toilets in America were just the full-on Toto.
That's kind of a black eye for us, too, because we're Americans. You know, we eat shit.
We shit all day long, yeah.
We don't do much else.
Yeah.
And then our toilets look like this?
They're mid. We have mid toilets in America.
Makes no sense.
I think stepping our toilet game up would be so huge for America's reputation on the world stage. You know how we're all concerned with that right now? here's my pitch for this. What if instead of all the appliances, the electronic automatic hyper functioning thing is actually the bathroom door? This is where I feel like a lot of it breaks down.
Yeah.
I'm in there, I touch my dick and my ass, I wash my hands.
Touch the handle, you know?
Yeah.
You got all these other nasty ass guys fucking sneezing into their hand, touching the doorknob.
Just the door that opens automatically. Or there's some kind of door solution that could there be one that works really well? Because when I think of like, places where bathrooms that have stuck in my mind as being good, the Bucky's bathrooms are good. They have long doors in theirs. And then do you remember, this is pathetic to say this, but I do remember very distinctly when we went to Atlanta to see Nick and Mitch, and Mitch was at that hotel.
Yeah.
And we were in that hotel and we were in the lobby. Those doors were like literally closet doors.
Yeah.
They were like louvered, I think.
Yeah.
But they were like nice solid core doors that went from the top to the bottom. I think I'll always remember that bathroom.
That's like a Hank Hill fucking thing to say.
I know. But it makes such a difference.
Yeah, the quality.
Craftsmanship
was top notch.
Because it's like, really think about it. You know, we talked about the Koala Care thing not that long ago. What is the average American bathroom stall? It's Koala Care for adults. It's right. The same. It's like this, like, rickety.
It's like everything else where it's just the bare minimum. Because, you know, nobody's. Tell my kid one of our mini talks when I pick him up from school or now, whatever
is
talking
this,
about.
Is this one of the ones where you just talk solidly for 30 minutes and he doesn't speak? I'm getting really good at those, too.
No. I think he has a good grasp of it, but just talking about how, you know, every company relies on, I mean, you have to have money to survive. So, of course, they're going to do everything they can to save money or whatever. It's like this, and you apply that to the government or whatever, and it's like, nobody gives a fuck about you. Nobody's trying to help you. Nobody's trying to, you know, we could have intercepted the boat from Venezuela, but we just fucking blew them up with a Tomahawk missile or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we have the money and resources to help people.
High-speed rail,
but
whatever.
There's no money in it.
There's no point. Yeah.
So
why would you ever
be that way?
Why would anyone else do something to better your life? They wouldn't. So
my kid's like, you need to cheer up, motherfucker.
It's bad when the gloomy teenager is looking around like, you know, Dad, things ain't so bad. No, that is true. My kid asked me the other day, she was like, what if I get a full ride to Harvard or whatever? And I was like, that would be amazing. But first of all, everyone in the world wants that, at least for now.
Yeah.
And it's very, very difficult to do. In order to do that, you have to start applying yourself 3 years ago to most insanely overachieving kid you can possibly be to do this. And I don't know that it's not what you want, probably.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Interests and shit change so fast. I mean, I remember wanting to go to college because I was like, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get out of high school and go to college so you can be prepared for the next. And it's like, prepared for what? You don't even know what you want to do. You don't even have a plan or anything.
But you're also in charge of it, which is fucked. But yeah, I told her, I was like, that's, you know, if that's what happens, then that's what happens. That's great. But our advice really is to go to a community college to start. It's free in Tennessee at this point for a couple years.
It's free for adults.
If you don't have a degree. Yeah. Which is great.
I should be doing that.
But. Is it like the only good thing that Tennessee has done that you could ever think of?
For real. Why would they do that?
And is there a catch? I don't know. Yeah, probably. But I don't know what it is. So I'll just say that it's good.
It's powered by homeless people blood, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
There's something fucking.
Why would anyone do that? But, you know, hey, defray the living. Your living expenses are going to be fucking insane in 10 years. So, like, let's just chill. Let's have a decent time at home. Let's get that easy education under your belt where you're not spending whatever college costs to go learn economics or something. Like, it's just, you know, and that's, you know, that's what our advice is going to be. And that's way down the line. And we hope it works out, all that stuff. But I was like, you don't have to be thinking about right now, you know, how do I become the most productive member of society? Because that seeing that value be extracted upwards like so early just fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You know, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal. But I think that was another one of those car ride conversations where they're like sneaking a headphone in. Well, sorry, you asked. SDG says, I'm from a different country than America, which is kind of whack. True. But it also means we have words you don't have. One is Zwaffelen, which means to hit one's soft or semi-erect penis, often repeatedly, against an object. And I guess I would like to know what you guys would like to zwaffel. Now, I thought that the question was going to be like, what's a bespoke niche vocabulary word that you guys have? Or what can you think of one from another country that you like or something like that? But it's, what do you want to hit your soft dick against? Which, I don't often... By the way, should we look this up? Is that even real, or is that...
Yeah, it might be somebody doing a prank.
Is somebody punking us by saying they hit their soft penis?
I don't appreciate getting pranked. I don't like it. It makes me angry.
I get...
What is it? Zwaffelen?
Zwaffelen. Z-W-A-F-F-E-L. Is that a real thing?
Swaffelen is a Dutch term referring to the act of rubbing or tapping a penis against an object, and it was named the Dutch Word of the Year in 2009 after a popular YouTube video showed someone performing the act on the Taj Mahal.
Okay, I wouldn't do it on that.
I wouldn't do that, but...
So this is interesting.
It's a Dutch thing, I don't know.
So I couldn't help it that, of course, when you search on Google.com, one of the best websites online... It gave me the AI overview. Did you see what yours was?
Yeah. What is it?
It says, Zwaffelen is the Dutch word for the act of performing oral sex on a male, specifically the scrotum known as teabagging. You got a different one from me?
I got a different AI overview. Why?
I don't know.
Hmm.
So this says that it's not...
The truth is objective. Why would it be different?
I don't know that performing oral sex on a male is known as teabagging. For one thing.
Yeah, that's not what that is.
But they got the Taj Mahal stuff right. So.
The act itself is considered vulgar.
I would agree with that.
And has been involved in controversies, such as when two contestants on the Australian reality TV show Big Brother.
Right.
Were expelled for performing a similar act.
Oh, yeah. It says here, Ashley Cox and John Brick performed the act on a female housemate, Camilla Severi.
Well, that's assault, brother.
I mean, yeah. And that was called, in Australia, it's called turkey slap.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess a female cast member.
Yeah, probably. Well, am I on Big Brother? Let's start there. In Sweden, a similar act is ulning, which roughly translates to glansing, which is the act of touching or rubbing the penis tip against something, typically exotic places or places which others will touch. It can be prosecuted as molestation as a punishable offense. Yeah. I won't be doing that. I'm not going to molest anything. I'll just tell you right now.
Yeah, I probably won't be molesting anything anytime soon.
Thank you for the question, though. Well, what would you molest? I can't think of anything that would be. I can't think of anything that would be that good to molest. Hitting my penis against something. Hitting my penis. God, I feel like,
you know,
just the inside of my boxer briefs is kind of where it needs to be.
That's enough for me. Yeah.
Something soft. Let's say that. It would be something soft, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Cardi B's pussy?
The next one here is from...
The only thing I could think of.
Says, if you were a prehistoric creature, what would you be? I like Hallucigenia or Inostrancivia. Do you like any of those?
I'm not familiar with their game.
Leica says, don't choose any normie shit, which is, how am I supposed to not choose normie shit for a dinosaur? let's look up Hallucigenia. Hallucigenia.
I'll just spell that real quick here.
Google says, this is when you hit your penis on something. What the hell? Oh, wow. This is a bizarre worm-like creature. That's actually really cool.
Hallucigenia. A genus of Lobopodian,
yep,
known from Cambrian aged fossils. I like that. I like that age, Cambrian.
That's a good era of fossil for sure.
That's a cool little worm guy. Yeah.
Wow, he is really cool. How big is he? 500 million years ago, spiny back and clawed legs. Initially understood or misunderstood, it was later identified as a Lobopodian. There you go. Oh, ancestors to modern velvet worms, water bears, and arthropods. So those little microscopic guys.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, like I asked about or mentions, is one of their favorites, is Inostrancivia. Jesus. Fuck. Inostrancivia.
Inostrancivia africana? Or, I like that too. Look at that bad boy.
Yeah. So this
big
is like.
Old dog.
Yeah, like a big, an enormous
big old rat dog.
Rat dog, carnivorous rat dog.
That's cute.
That's a great animal.
Man, it would have been cool to like tame some of these guys and ride them around and shit.
I know.
Subject them.
Subject them to our will.
Yes.
Domesticate them.
Make them work for us.
I have to, this is normie and I'm sorry for this. I was always fascinated with the woolly mammoth. That's just so cool that there was an elephant that had a different whole thing going on than our elephant.
He's hairy.
I thought that was so crazy. And I was like excited when they were talking about bringing him back. Wouldn't that be sick to go see a woolly mammoth?
They should bring him back.
Yeah,
why
what do
fuck
I fucking
not?
Care? religion? I don't care about that. Just bring him back.
It's not right. Who gives a fuck?
Bringing back a woolly mammoth and making him eat McDonald's is funny.
It would be funny to do.
That's funny. I think
you could probably learn stuff about it. Like, what is that? Does he, like it? Or
does he keep eating the McDonald's? Or does it make him sick?
I like all those crazy animals. We should have crazier animals, man. It sucks that they all died out, but I guess, I couldn't keep them around forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. It does seem we kind of have like basic bitch animals now, don't you think?
Yeah.
We have like what's the weirdest animal that we have now? I mean,
they're discovering new ones all the time, but it's like, it's a fucking mouse.
Yeah,
new kind of mouse. Like,
miss me with that. Miss me with that.
He don't have fucking horns or anything on his head or anything like that.
I also think the underwater stuff is a bit. That's kind of cheating a little bit. If you go down far enough, there's some weird thing down here. Well, how does that help me?
Yeah.
I get it.
It's in the fucking Mariana Trench, dude. That's fucking not doing shit for me here,
I don't see him in the zoo. Bring him up here, and then we'll have a talk about how cool he is. But
look at this guy. This guy is an entelodont.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks like a fucking freak.
I mean, truly.
Should call him the freak.
A lot of these animals. Did you ever see that movie with Natalie Portman in it, Annihilation?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of these animals look like that.
Yeah.
Where they're like weird combos or like.
Do you ever play that game Spore?
I think briefly. Or maybe I played Black and White, not Spore.
Black and White was pretty good, yeah.
I don't think I could wrap my head around it. I wasn't smart enough, but.
Spore is cool. Make a little alien animal.
Peter Molyneux. That's the name of the guy, right?
Peter Molyneux, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like that. Like, I made a squeaking sound on the table. Did you hear that?
I heard it, but I wasn't going to address it.
It was strange to hear the squeaking sound on the table. Squeak. Now I'm distracted. Squeak, squeak. I think in a different life, would I be really fascinated with like evolutionary biology and like figuring out like it is interesting to think.
Big interest for me when I was a kid. I loved that shit.
Yeah, I think all kids love dinosaurs and animals and stuff like that. That's a natural thing. And I think it's cool to think about. Why these animals are the way that they are now? Why are they so fucking boring? Why do all of our dogs suck? Why don't they talk or whatever?
It's interesting thinking about like all of these animals getting on the ark.
Right.
How do they even do it?
I know.
How do they even do it?
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And I guess a lot of it was a trick by God, I think, at some point as well.
I saw some like Christian Science guy, I think on TikTok or Instagram or something, being like, okay, how did Noah get dinosaurs on the ark? It's a great question.
I saw this too.
He captured them when they were babies and shit. Yeah. It's like, well, you're running
because
fucking.
Dinosaurs are very large, aren't they? Well, they weren't always large.
Yes, we saw the same.
They are actually eggs.
Oh, these guys are going around collecting eggs for.
He's got a big Kroger bag full of Brontosaurus eggs.
Obviously, God took control of the animals and made them docile long enough to make the trip. Dumb fuck.
We got to go up to that ark thing in the Kentucky, or whatever, and go.
It's a big fucking
creationist museum.
Creationist museum.
We got to go.
That's gotta suck so bad. I'm sure there's like, how we went to CES. You remember that?
I recall.
I'm sure there's some shit like that for like crazy Christian people that we could go to. That would be an interesting.
That would be interesting. And the cool thing is we'd be walking around and they'd all think like, oh, those guys are Christian. Little do they know. We don't buy into that bullshit.
Little do they know we're waiting to be convinced.
Yeah.
We don't believe it yet.
Oh, wearing the big sandwich board from Die Hard, except for it says something else. Obviously it doesn't say the thing it says in Die Hard.
I wouldn't wear that.
I'll just say that. I wouldn't wear that one. I would do something. I would get it and I would do something else with it. I'd put like a thumbs up on it or something like that.
Way to go, Bruce Willis, for doing that, by the way. What were you thinking?
Jackass. Vahui says, if Dan were in Mortal Kombat, or whatever the Canadian equivalent is, what would his game-winning fatality be? And what fatalities would you boys use? Now, Dan doesn't have to get up for this because we can maybe guess. I think Dan might have a reptile-like... vomiting of acidic.
I think he pulls out a big straw and then sucks you.
Oh fuck, that would be great. I know Badlands would probably do that one.
Dude, I saw some fucking wanker trying to do the Badlands bit. He was drinking out of a boot, just like Badlands. Do you see that?
I didn't see that.
fucking asshole.
He was drinking out of the DOS boot too.
I can't be on the YKS TikTok account because I'll just comment some out of pocket shit and get us.
Yeah, you gotta get your own. You gotta get your own fucking thing. Yeah, I think Dan's would definitely be some kind of maybe you could like do you think Dan would pull out a rug and then roll the guy up in it
and then light him and smoke him? I could see that. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I could see that shit.
That's pretty funny to think about.
You're not him, okay, if you're thinking about drinking out of a boot.
Right. Okay, you're still on the fucking thing. Do you have a did you play Mortal Kombat at all? You don't seem like a fighting game guy.
Dude, that came out when I was in like fifth grade and I was obsessed with it.
Wow.
Drawing my own Mortal Kombat guys and shit with my friends.
Just the world of it or the actual?
The world of it.
The game is not actually that good.
I'm so bad at fighting games and shit. I cannot play fighting games at all.
Because it's the combo memorization.
You're just memorizing. It's like a you know, Dark Souls shit. You're just memorizing moves and shit.
I don't like that. That's not fun for me.
I forgot about this. Oh, I have to get better. And I don't want to get better.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I just want to smash it.
Yeah.
That's why I like beat 'em ups. You just smash them. I don't really like the memorization and stuff like that. The game was truly not that interesting. In the game, I think the game looks good for the time period. I think they're really cool looking games.
How they did all the mocap stuff.
Absolutely.
I loved that. I was like, holy fuck, this is real shit.
But it is really more about the world they created and the interesting characters. Yeah. First of all, they're one-dimensional superficial, but they were interesting as a kid because they're different types of ninja, which is all you cared about.
I think I remember like one of the guys who came up with was just like another type of just Sub-Zero guy or whatever, because like what more can you possibly do?
Dude, in that movie coming out at that time, is it 95 the movie came out?
Yeah, yeah.
That movie coming out at the exact right time because it starred as Sonya Blade, the same actor who is in Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
So, like, Veronica seeing that Vaughan. And then looking at her in that get-up and going, like, holy fucking shit. Like, the world is coming together for me right now. And this movie kicks ass. Because you didn't know it sucked.
But it felt
so cool at the time, you know. Great little world. But I remember getting my cousins kicking my ass. Like, playing Mortal Kombat 3 and then my cousin just relentlessly beating the shit out of me.
Yeah, because he knows all the fucking shit.
Don't know how to do anything. What fatality would I use? I'll tell you what. The other day, I stubbed my toe because I think I said this. I stepped over the baby gate and then I went down on the baby gate with my pinky toe, and it hurts. So I'm kind of wondering if I could do that to like noob Cybot or something. You know, kind of like, I guess like set something up like.
Yeah, so the guy will trip and.
So he trips over it.
I was carrying some shit in the dark, of course.
Yeah.
To go to bed last night.
Yeah.
And I had like a bunch of shit in my hand and I was like, where the fuck is my cell phone? And then like, as soon as I said that in my head, my cell phone fell out of my hands and landed corner first on where my toenail meets my skin of my big toe.
Right. Perfect.
And I was like, you fucking gotta be the dumbest motherfucker alive.
Have you ever used the flashlight on your phone to look for your phone? I've been there a couple of times. There's something wrong with our brains. Yeah. I think if I could do something, the other thing I'm avoiding a lot of is the kid obstacles on the floor, all the toys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, okay, so Scorpion is swaying back and forth. Finish him, and I take the big bucket of Legos and throw him out on the ground, and then I push him, and he goes, ow, ow, yeah, ow, 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 ow. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, and then he explodes or something at the end, I guess, probably. I think that'd be a good way to go out.
That's
better than ripping his asshole out with some kitchen shears or whatever the fuck they have on there, right?
What would mine be?
What do you want to do? What hurts you physically?
Yeah, I guess at the end of the fight, the guy would be like going like this or whatever. And then I just start talking and he'd be like, well, fuck this. Shoot himself in the head.
I don't think they've done that one. That would be a good one.
I'm out.
Finally, Bong Hit Suppository writes, if you could change one law, but only for yourself, what would it be? The one law you get to break with impunity, in addition to all the ones you're breaking with the you know, if you got caught, it'd be a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What law? I think a lot of people would say speeding, which I think is antisocial and insane and should be punishable by death.
Right, right.
What is the what is the one that you would want to get away with the most? Because you'd want one that could really pay off, you know?
Yeah.
You don't do some petty shit like, oh, I get to, well, I don't know, maybe I get to steal is a good one. You just walk into the Federal Reserve, right?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
You could take all the money, and then that's fine, and then you're good.
And then you can do whatever.
And then money solves all your other problems. Bingo, bango. Is having to wash your hands after you leave the bathroom a law? Because I would want to scratch that one. Because I'm not really...
I touch my own dick, you know?
It's my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
I know where that shit's been. I'm not worried about my dick.
Eating a Arby's beef and cheddar. It's not like I'm...
Right.
Shaking hands with Princess Di. You know what I mean?
You're not doing brain surgery after you eat the beef and cheddar. I don't know. You know, I feel like I don't run afoul of the law.
Yeah. Not really breaking a lot of laws lately.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess... Didn't you have that one where you wanted to...
Oh, yeah. Peeping Tom should be... Should not have a stigma attached. I don't know if it's... I guess it is illegal.
Right? I'm not sure if it... What's the law? Show me on the... Show
what's
me
the
on
law?
The...
Book. I'm climbing a tree.
Right.
Oh, is that illegal now?
I'm looking in this general direction.
Bird watching.
Yeah.
For all you know.
So, okay. So, you're saying it's against the law for my neighbor to not have window coverings? How does that make any sense? You know, how's that my...
Yeah.
How's that my fault? You know, I go up in my little tree. Okay, and so... I have a camera on me. What is that? You're not allowed to take pictures anymore?
I can record. I'm allowed to record anything that I see.
Right.
Being one of those guys. I'm doing audit.
I'm doing a neighbor audit.
This is a Peeping Tom audit.